Time to continue our cavalcade of the arts. We're going to find out what's going on in Bemidji and Brainerd from Area Voices reporter Katie Carter. She joins us now from the KBXC studio in downtown Bemidji. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. I'm just going to jump in because there's a lot to share here. I'm going to start in Brainerd. And this month at the Crossing Arts Alliance, there's a new exhibit up. It's called Love. It's a collaborative show that includes 15 artists of varying mediums. And they have all answered the question, what is your interpretation of love, through their art form. That'll be up for the whole month. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. I also want to mention in Brainerd this month, there's a couple of really, well, I think, powerful dramatic experiences that people might be interested in. On the 12th, there's a one-woman show at Central Lakes College called The Pink Unicorn. It's a piece about a Christian Texas widow who faces the challenge of living in an ultra-conservative Texas town while navigating the reality that her daughter is now identifying as genderqueer. And the daughter starts a chapter of the Gay Straight Alliance at her high school. And the mother kind of finds herself in a unique situation. And so I have not seen this show, but it sounds really interesting and really appropriate for our times right now. So that's February 12th at Central Lakes College. And then later in the month, the 20th through the 29th at Central Lakes College, the Brainerd Community Theater is producing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And if anybody remembers that play or that movie, it's kind of a shattering drama of a marriage in the throes of deconstruction. So that'll be pretty heavy. Actually, two kind of heavy pieces at CLC this month. Speaking of colleges, in Bemidji, tonight and tomorrow night, BSU is hosting their Jazz Fest, and they've got bassist Tim Oquin and saxophonist Kenny Holman that'll be playing tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Bangsburg Building. It should be amazing. Kenny played in Prince's band. He's the saxophonist. And Tim, the bassist, has played with a long list of well-known musicians, including the Mamas and the Papas, and Alan Toussaint. So these guys have really great chops. The shows are, like I said, in Bangsburg, and they're free. In Bemidji, there's a couple arts exhibits I want to make note of. There is a new show at the Watermark called Other Dimensions by art professor Natalia Hemerska. The show is a retrospective exhibit that includes both paintings and prints, and she used oils and dripping paints and wax and a lot of other really unique techniques for her pieces. Like I said, it's a retrospective. She's retiring at the end of this year from being a professor at the university, and I think this is sort of her special swan song exhibit as far as her professorial experience goes. So that will definitely be one to see. That's in the Harlow Clevin Gallery at the Watermark. Also at the Watermark, Paula Swenson's new exhibit, Looking for America, is up. It's bold, it's bright, and it's going to be quite a contrast to the show that it's taking the place of. Monica Lawrence's show, Beyond Whiteness, was all winter scenes, and now in place of that is Paula's work, which is just electric and vibrant. And so it'll be a real shift to our senses when we walk through the Watermark Art Center to see the show. And of course, Blair Troyer's show will be up through the end of March. And if you drive down Bemidji Avenue, you can see her huge, beautiful, colorful pieces. And you don't want to miss that if you've not walked up to them and seen them in person. Make sure to stop in the Watermark for all these shows. They're awesome. Also, we talked to Jill Oakes. I think it was last week I had her on the radio. She's the education director at the Watermark, and there's a lot of opportunities to make art either as an individual or with your family, or if you want to drop your kids off. I know that the first or the second Saturday kids art event is this weekend, and the kids will be making Valentines. So you can go to watermarkartcenter.org and check out more information on those opportunities. First Lutheran Church in Bemidji is featuring Eve Sumsky. She's a fiber artist and a basket weaver. And tonight at Headwaters School, they're having their First Friday Coffee House, which they have every first Friday. And this month's feature musicians are Kaylee, a great Celtic group. We've featured them on Area Voices as well, and they're a lot of fun. And that starts at 7 o'clock at the Headwaters School. Also at Headwaters, tomorrow, Saturday, there's an art sale. Hattie Peterson, Jillian Bedford, Mary Therese, and Butch Holden will all be there selling their wares. If you're wondering about a Valentine's Day gift or just something to show yourself some love, check that out, as well as a show at, oh, this one's tonight, at the Rail River Folk School. They're having their Sweetheart Art Sale. They're having 10 local artists with a wide array of handcrafted items to choose from. So you can go take care of your Valentine's Day shopping at either of those places. Get out there and enjoy some art or some live music and have fun. And just a reminder, all the art stuff that happens on Friday, on the first Fridays, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Thank you.